Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. The official clock says it's 8 a.m. and it's time for an update on Hurricane Dorian. We do have some changes and some updates that we definitely want to talk to everybody out about. Look at this. Look at the satellite, just as healthy as it was before. And actually, you know, you can definitely see that pronounced eye as the visible satellite starting to show the image and the structure. And you can see some of these waves coming out of it. Just a powerful storm. And you can see right here, this is the islands of the northern Bahamas. So this very powerful hurricane headed right for the Bahamas. So what is the latest information that we have? Well, the winds are up a little bit to 160 miles an hour. The aircraft's been flying right through the center and out of the center, trying to get information on the winds, getting information on the eye here. About 14 miles across is the eye, but 160 miles an hour puts it into the Category 5 range. That's the strongest category that we have for a system like this. So let's see what else changes. The message really hasn't changed. We just crossed categories, but that's just 1 mile an hour that changes between categories. So you got to remember that. The message is the same. Powerful hurricane, and you can see how the winds stretch out about 90 miles from the center. And if you think about it, you look at the center here and you draw that same circle, and that's why we have some of the tropical storm warnings out, because you can see some of those winds with time. So we're going to be watching that in the forecast. But remember, we don't necessarily focus just on that center track. Remember, watch the cone. Because two-thirds of the time, you can really get the center anywhere in here. And that includes portions of the Florida coast, even inland with time, and then northward into Georgia and South Carolina. So we've got to watch this close. But more immediately, we still have that slow speed. As soon as we start feeling that steering mechanism from the north slowing down, this right here is 2 a.m. on Monday. This right here is 2 a.m. on Tuesday. So 30 hours plus of a very slow movement. Major hurricane winds over the northern Bahamas. Torrential rainfall. We're talking 15 to 25 and isolated 30 inches of rain in some of these areas. We're talking storm surge 10 to 15 feet with the waves. Just a very dangerous, dangerous situation for the Bahamas. So encouraging all residents there, really listen to those local officials. So with time, we're moving northward. Some uncertainty in the track, so we'll have to watch that. So everybody has to be prepared on the Florida coast in case we start nudging this to the west a little bit. So let's look at the timing. That's 2 a.m. Wednesday, 2 a.m. Thursday, and then 2 a.m. on Friday. For most of this week, we're going to be dealing with this storm. The biggest update as well, we saw that with the winds, but watch the rainfall. You know, talk about the water being one of the most dangerous parts of storms as well. The wind's very intense in this system, but the water, too, is something we got to watch. So we look at this rainfall, 6 to 10 inches in some areas, but I'm going to show why we got to pay attention to this. But this is the Bahamas here, 15 to 20 plus, some areas isolated to 30 inches of rain. Very dangerous situation for flash flooding. But look, this could change in either direction, depending on the track, so we'll have to really watch that. This has been Ken Graham with the latest updates here at the National Hurricane Center.